So we're going to Chesem Aleph. Hayavam. Hayavam ain't no machel betruma. My timer. Right? Yavam, until they actually get married, doesn't give his wife truma. Why not? Kinyan kaspo, rachmana, v'hai kinyan da'achivu. It's only kinyan kaspo. But this is not, as long as they haven't yet mamish made the yibum, she's only a shomeris yavam, she's the kinyan of the brother, not his kinyan. Rashi. No Rashi. Yeah. The ha kinyan achivu, the chimayisle pokele kinyan. When he died, his kinyan is gone. Avokan sahari yishle chodover. It's only talking where she's a shomeris yavam, where she hasn't yet actually gone through the yibum. But if he already lives with her, then she's his wife like everything, and of course she can eat truma. V'akosuv kora ishto, v'siv v'locha lo le'isha, v'kanya bebiya, v'chehechi v'kidushay biya machilin barusa, v'ishke shavoyis ladodi, kein machilin b'yavam. There for sure, kedushin is machil. Doesn't have to be kinyan kaspo, just like biya is kona by a regular woman, and it's machil betruma, so to over here too. Okay. But a shomeris yavam not, because not kinyan kaspo, it's a kinyan of his brother, and that kinyan was bottled when he died. Now she has to have yibum. That doesn't make giri truma. Also, shisha chadash from the Baal, the mission says, she had 6 months, the husband was still alive, and then 6 months by the yavam, or vice versa, or even one day by either one, she doesn't need truma. She had to have a full 12 months by the first husband. Mara says, Hashti b'fnei abal omra slow, b'fnei hayovni boya. If she had 12 months less one day by the baal, and one day by the yavam, doesn't help. So kol shekein, if she had most of the time by the yavam, and only a portion of the time by the baal, doesn't help. So Mara says, zuvein tzarech lomar zuktoni enechanami. It's not necessary, but it says not this and surely this zil ve'ein tzarech lomar zil. That's a signon of a Mishnah, and therefore, even though it's unnecessary, sometimes the Mishnah says it to emphasize the point. Rashi, hashda b'fnei habal chutz miyom echad amreslo. If she had 12 months minus one day by the baal, still the yavam doesn't give her truma, even if the extra day now is miskain by the yavam. Och lekula b'fnei hayavam. If most of the time was in front of the yavam and only a portion of the time by the baal, of course she doesn't eat. The yavam doesn't even recall to eat. The husband does, the original husband. And if that doesn't help with less than 12 months, surely if what's it called, it's a lot less than 12 months, and she had all the time by the yavam, most of the time by the yavam. So Mara says, it's not necessary, but zuvein tzarech lomar zuktani. Zum Mishnah Rishon. The Mishnah says this was only the Mishnah Rishona that after 12 months she eats truma. But the Chachomim Lacharechein were paskin that they were misakin that she can't eat truma till she nichnas lachup. My time. What's the reason they made such a takana? Amar Ula v'seimu Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda mishum simpon. The reason the Mishnah Achrona decided that we're afraid of simpon. Which you learned before, that we're afraid that he'll find mumim and be mavatel kedushin mafreya, and she ended up eating truma, and she wasn't a eishes kohen. So therefore, until they'll actually nichnas l'chuppah, and then he checks her out, and after he checks her out, he can't be mavatel kedushin anymore. Then we let her eat truma, and the Mishnah Rishona held because of what's it called? Maybe she'll give to her father or brothers. But the Maisa, after he's chayiv to feed her, he's miyachid her a place. And therefore, the Mishnah Rishona held the reason is because of maybe she'll give to her father or brothers. That doesn't apply in the case where already the time came and he's feeding her. But the Mishnah Achrona held the reason is because it's simple. As Mara says, Bishlama la'ula, according to Ula, who says that the original Mishnah, the reason for it was because Shema Yachil le'avio le'ima le'acheha, maybe she'll feed her father and her brothers truma who are Yisraelim. So it's very good. Kamaisa Shemi Yimazgul Kosaves Avia. The Mishnah Rishona held that after 12 months where he's chayef to feed her, that reason doesn't apply. And so that's the reason why she can't eat truma, right? So now it doesn't apply anymore. And the Mishnah Achrona, Basraisa Mishum Simpon. The Mishnah Achrona was Mechadish. No, there's another reason why she shouldn't eat truma. Because of Simpon. Because maybe the Mevatel Kedushim Mafreya, when he'll find out she has Mumin, since he hasn't yet inspected her. And therefore, that reason applies even after 12 months. So that's good, according to Ula, that he explained the Mishnah Rishona was because Shemi Yimazgu, so the Mishnah Achrona holds because of Simpon. Ella, L'Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. But according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Mishnah Rishona also holds because of Simpon. Right? So what's it called? Ella, Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who holds because of Simpon. Kamaisa Mishum Simpon, or Basraisa Mishum Simpon, might be Naiv. So if the Rabbanan held of Simpon, both cases, why did they change their mind? Why would the Mishnah Achrona hold that she can't eat truma if the Mishnah Rishona held because of Simpon and held he could eat truma? Ikabinayo bedika schutz, mar sover bedika schutz shema bediko, mar sover bedika schutz lo shema bedika. Shailas like this, that once the 12 months come, and even if he hasn't yet been machnas or the chuppah, but already he gives her over to, since he's starting to feed her, he gives her over to the relatives to check her out. And that checking out is good enough that he can't back out anymore. That's what one Mandi Omer holds. The other Mandi Omer says no. That an external checking by the relatives is not good enough. Later on, if he finds out she has movement that he didn't know about, he could still mevatel kedushin. So the first opinion held, the first Mishnah Rishona held that Simpon doesn't apply because once he's going to feed her, he's going to check her out. He's not going to spend his money if he thinks she has movement. He's going to send his relatives to check her out. And that's good enough. And the Mishnah Achrona held no, that checking out is not good enough, and if he finds Mumim after he can vatal Kedushin, the reason still applies, and therefore, she can't eat Truma. See Rashi. Kamaisa, Mishnah Rishona, Sha'oseris Mishas Erisin, Sha'atora Hitirosa, Behem Gozru At Shigiasman, Lo Gozrim Ne Simpon, Ela Shematashka. Right. According to Ula, it's very good. The Mishnah Rishona held the reason that a Arusa Midrabbanan can't eat Truma is because we're afraid that she'll give it to her father and her brothers. Right? Hilkach Mishnah Schayev Lezona. Therefore, when the time came that he has to feed her, the Miyachid Lo Duchta, he gives her a place to eat in his house. Lekam Mecha Shematashke Shiryua. Therefore, there's no Chashash that maybe she'll feed it to her father and her brothers because he's already feeding her. So he's going to make sure that she has a special place to eat, and therefore she's not going to bring it to her father and her brothers. Ubasrai, so Mishnah Achrona, Shechazer v'gazu ad she'tikonis l'chupa chashul simpon. And the Mishnah Achrona held the other reason, because of Simpon, and that applies even after he's feeding her, as long as he hasn't yet had a chance to inspect her privately, because she wasn't nichnas l'chupa. So it's very good. What's the difference between the Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona? Mishnah Rishona held the reason is because of Shema Tashke, and the Mishnah Achrona because of Simpon. But according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Domer La'el Nami, Tam Mishnah Rishona Mishum Simpon, he held the reason of the Mishnah Rishona is also Simpon. And therefore, from the time that he is going to feed her, he already checks her out through his relatives or whatever. And the Mishnah Achrona is also simple, so what's the machlokas? Why in the, originally they hold simple doesn't apply after Shnei Masar Chodesh, and the Mishnah Achrona held it does apply. My binayu kolomer maro rishonim latira migiyos man ve'elech umaro achronim lomer achit konis l'chupa mar sovra Mishnah Rishona bedika schut shebodko biyad krovosov. That once he starts feeding her, he doesn't want to waste his money, so he has her checked out, but not intimately. He has her checked out superficially by the clothing. So the Mishnah Rishona held that's good enough. We're not afraid anymore after that for Simpon. And the Mishnah Achrona held, no, that's not enough. We're still afraid for Simpon. Shmo Bedika, the Kodim Shiyotzi Ma'osav Minosav. Before he wastes his money to feed her, he's going to check her out. Kvar Bodka, Hilkach Sulo Chashin L'Simpon. Ubezin Shlacharein, the Mishnah Achrona held no, Savri, Ena Bedika, Atshe Misyachid Imahu Atzmo Bodka. The Bedika that he's Somechan, right, that he won't be Mavatha the Kedushin later is only an intimate one, not the one through the relatives before he's Machnas or Lachuppah. Okay. Mishnah. Amadish Maisi de Ishto Hariza Osava Ocheles. Hamosa, Reb Meir Omer Hegdish, Reb Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin. Okay, a person says, whatever my wife is going to earn, it should be Hegdish. So the Gemara is going to discuss how he could do that. L'chorz adover shalav bo'olam. The earnings aren't here yet. So how could he be makdish something that's not here? That the Gemara is going to discuss. But however it works, right, he wants to be makdish her earnings. So the halacha is she works and she supports herself from the earnings and they're not hektish. We'll see why they're not his. L'chora, the Rabbanan gave him her earnings. Why can't he, if there's no problem of Einar and Makdish Dover Shalom Ba'olam, why aren't they hektish? Right? It's his. Why can't he be makdish it? Hamoser, what's extra, more than what they gave him, okay, what belongs to her. Right, they gave what's moser means the opposite. What's extra that she doesn't need to survive? That goes to the husband. Right, that he could be makdish. Reb Meir says he could be makdish that, and Reb Yochanan Sandler says no, he can't be makdish that either. Okay, so we'll see. The Gemara's going to discuss what he can be, what he can't be, whatever. Maisi de ishto Rashi b'masnis and mefarish mahi osa lo mishkol chamishloim. Later on, the Mishnah will discuss what exactly she's chayiv to him to earn, and why, and our Mishnah's in the writing, our Gemara is going to discuss why they were misakin that her earnings go to the husband. But in any case, the earnings that they were misakin, that she has to do, earn a certain amount of money to give him, in place of the mezonos that he gives her. Harizu osav ocheles, ein maisi adair kodesh. She works and she uses the money to support herself. So they're not kodesh. They're not hektish. Al pi. If we more far, the Gemara is explained why it's not hektish. Lechor, it's his money. Hamoser, hittish is moser maisi de ishto. Masha, he osolo yoser aharoi, sheposlu chachon. Right? If she was makdish the extra, more than she's chayiv to do for him. Right? Velo hittish maisi yoder atzman. He wasn't makdish the earnings, but the extra. More than her earnings that she needs to survive on. Hamoser konli le b'mor kesef shetiknu chachonim sheitin lo b'chol Shabbos more kesef l'tzorchecha levad hamazonos k'nisam masnisan. So with two takonas, one takona was that he gets the earnings that she normally would live on if he supports her. So he supports her; she can't have double dipping. He supports her, so she gets what's it called, and he supports her, so she's getting her support from him. So whatever she earns that would have gone to support herself, that she gives to her husband. How about anything more than that she needs to support herself? That they were masak in a different takana. He has to give her an allowance aside from the zonos that to support her. He has to give her spending money, a more kesef every week. That more kesef they could. Corresponding to that, they said if there's any money extra that she earns, more than her upkeep, that also goes to him. In lieu of the more kesef, the allowance that he gives her. Okay. So that is machlokas. Reb Meir Omer Hegdish. Mefurish. Marim explained why Reb Meir holds it's Hegdish and the Rabbi Yehoshua Sanhedrin holds not. Okay. Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav. Yechola isha lomer labayla einin izonis veinu osa. Huna said the name of Rav that a woman can say the following. Right, since the Rabbana made a takana that you support me, and opposite that I have to give you my earnings. Right, she is a nuclear physicist and she earns a tremendous amount of money, and the support would be $500 a week, and she earns $10,000 a week. So she says, you know what? Don't support me. I'll support myself and keep the other $9,500. I'm not going to give you $10,000. So you support me for $500. She has the right to say that because the takana was made for her sake. And a person could say, efshi, but takana shachamim. I'm not interested. If the takana was made for my benefit, right, that I should get supported, even if I don't earn enough to support myself, the husband still has to support me. And whatever I earn goes to him. So most of the time, the woman's happy with that. But over here, she says, look, I'll keep my earnings, and you keep your mezonos, I'll support myself. She's allowed to say that. Why? Kisavar, ki takinu rabbanim mezonei, iker, umaisi adem, ishum eva. that the Rabbanan, the Iker was the Takana, that for her sake, that she gets mizonos. The only thing is, they felt that if she's going to keep her earnings and get supported, he's not going to like her. Right? What is the thing? I'm supporting you and you keep your earnings? So in order to take away Eva, that there shouldn't be a lack of Shalom Bayis, they gave him the earnings. But the Iker Takana is for her sake that she gets mizonos. So if she says, I don't want the Takana, don't give me mizonos, don't keep my earnings, she has a right to say that. Therefore, if she has the prerogative to decide if she wants the mizonos or she wants to keep her earnings. Meisvei. Let's see Rashi till here. I'll keep my earnings, you keep your mizonos. Mizoni Iker, Tchilas Takan to the Tovasa Tiknua. The Iker Takanum was for her sake, to give her mizonos. Mishum de Zimdin de Losofka Bamaisi Adel Mizonos. Sometimes a woman won't be able to earn enough to support herself. So they cared for her, made sure the husband's going to support her no matter what. And whatever she earns, she'll give to the husband. The tiknu tchila ikur takanta she yozen as ishto v'hoder tikin lo maisi yodeh mishum eva. And then they said, since we're mechayev the husband to feed her, whatever she earns will go to the husband. The kiven the ikur takanta le tovasa, since the ikur takana was for her benefit, mishum dido havoy ki amra lo nichali b'hai tivusa shomilam. When she said, the Rabbanan did me a favor, I'm not interested in their favor, keep your favors. Here, it's not good for me. So she has a right to say that. So I'm going to ask a question on it now. Meisvei. Tiknu mizonos tachas maisi yodel. Right, we had before, the Mishnah said, there were misakin mizonos opposite maisi yodel. Meaning the ikur takana was that her earnings go to the husband. And in order that she shouldn't feel bad, he has to support her. But the ikur takana was for his sake. That he should get maisi yodayim. So how can she say, I don't want? The ikur takana was for his sake. Where it says no, ema tiknu maisi yodeh takas mizonos. You have to read it the other way, the opposite. Yet the ikur takana was mizonos, and the maisi yodayim was only an afterthought. Lema misayel. Let's say our Mishnah is approved to him, to Rav Huna, to Rav Huna. Hamakdish maisi yodeh ishto, hari iosev ocheles. Right, a person's makdish his wife's earnings, so they don't become kodesh. She works and she supports herself from the earnings. My labanizonis, isn't it talking in a case not where she's actually getting support, but where he could support her and she chooses not to be supported? That's the case. And you see that she can choose not to be supported. Therefore, my siyadayim belong to her. Therefore, he can't be makdashim. Mercy's law, b'shenanizonis, talking in a case where he can't support her. So it's not that her prerogative to keep her earnings, right? She has no choice. He can't support her. So Memela, since he's not supporting her, she keeps her earnings. That's the case. Where it says, Yibushen Nizon Ismail Memra, then it's a Pashat. If he's not supporting her, of course she keeps Maisiyah there. There's no Havamina that should be his. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that he's not can be Makdashit? I feel the man the Omer Yochel Harav Lomer Le'Evid. I say, Yimini Vein Nizoncha, Honi Bili Bevid Kanani, Deloksi Be Imach. Aval Evid Ivri Dirsibe Imach Lo, the Choshken Ishto, right? Lechora, if the guy can't support her, he can't say, look, you work, support me, and I won't support you. That's absurd. The only one you can say that to is an Evid Kanani. An Evid Kanani has to work for the master, whether he supports him or not, and he can say to his Evid, work, and I'm not going to support you. What's it called? I'm not going to support you. And the guy goes and begs for, That he can say to an Evid Kanani. But even Evid Ivri can't do that to him. Never ever he can say, work for me, right? Go support yourself by getting money from the gemach, from the tzedakah, and I'm not going to support you. He can't say that to an every wife. Because it says, ki tov lo imach, right? You have to treat him like an equal. So you can't tell the guy, work for me and I won't support you. Right? And surely you can't do that to your wife. So if the guy can't support her, there's no way in the world that she has to work and pay and give him the earnings. So the chora, what's it called? That's pashut. So if it's talking in such a case where he can't support her, then what's the chiddush that he can't be makdish her earnings? Of course they don't belong to him. Where's the seifa? It's richle. Enochanami. The reish is pashut, but the seifa is what you need. Moser, the seifa that says that the what's it called? The extra. Reb Meir Omer Hegdish. Reb Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin. Right? That, what's it called? That's the Chiddush. And the Gemara is going to discuss later why there's a machlokas on the extra, right? But whatever that Chiddush is, that's what's necessary. But the Reisha, according to this, is not necessary. So you don't have to learn the Mishnah. It's talking in a case where he could support her, but she chooses not to get support. She doesn't have that choice. It's talking in a case where he can't support her. And that's why it's not Hekdush, Rashi. My laban is on this. She yesh lo nechasim uvevakish is on that. Not that he's supporting her. He wants to support her. He's capable of supporting her. Vafilo hachi tnan ein maaseh yoder b'shus l'adisha. Still we say that she can choose not to be supported. That's the only case. If he can support her, then why isn't he supporting her? Must be she opted not to. Right? Mar says, no, it's talking in a case where he can't support her. B'shein is on this. She ain lo b'mel is on that. Because if he has to support her if she didn't opt the other way. Right, and if she can't opt the other way, right, then there's no raya again to Rafuna. Maybe she can't opt. So then what's it talking about? Where he's not supporting her. How's it a case where she's not supporting? He can't. Physically, he doesn't have any money. I feel him on the omer, plugs from Zechus Gittin, Machlokas and Gittin, whether a person can say to his Evid Kanani, Asei mi veini zoncha. That's a Machlokas. But everybody holds by an Evid Ivri, and surely by his wife, he can't say that. Right? They came to tell me the chiddush by the extra, not what she needs to support herself. Later on, the Gemara discussed that the moser becomes kodesh when she dies and he yarshins her that extra amount. That's what we're talking about. She doesn't need it now for support. She's putting it in the bank. Eventually that money will be his. If she dies, that's why it could be that he could be Makdashit. That what's it called? Okay.